Today's daf is Mesechet Makot. We're holding a daf Yotchet. I think she's here. And we got up to start from Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's just start again from Ve'Amar Rav. So the last thing that we learned was that since it can't be that he means literally to Darshan Rabbi Shimon that we should have actual Malkus, because after all, Ein Mazirin Min Adin. So how could we possibly have learned out from this extensive Pasuk that each one comes to add something new, and because of the fact that it was all learnable from a Kal Vachomer anyway. And Rava thought that this was ingenious, that it was that the way that Rabbi Shimon had parsed the Pasuk was absolutely amazing, because he set it up in such a way that every last piece could have been built on a Kal Vachomer from the previous piece. And because of that, every last piece has got to be adding something new. The problem that we asked was, Ein Mazirin Min Adin, and we tried to answer it by saying he doesn't really mean Malkut, he means Yisura B'Alma. Asks the Gemara, how can you say we're talking about Yisura B'Alma? Via Omar Rava Zar She'achal Min Ha'ola Lifnei Zrika Chutz Lechoma. So according to Rabbi Shimon, here we have five separate Isurim. We have the last one of the Zohar. We have the Isur of eating before Zrika. We have the Isur of eating from an Eila at all. We have the Isur of eating Chutz Lekelayim. We have the Isur of eating Chutz Lechoma. So now all of these things together give us five separate Malkios, it says. That he's Loke Chamesh. Says the Gemara, well, it doesn't really mean he's Loke Chamesh. It means that he's hurt himself, he's beat himself with five separate Isurim, which are Lavin. But since Ein Mazirin Min Adin, which is the Mokar of each one of these Lavin, he's not really going to get Malkus on them. Yes, the Gemara, how can you say that he doesn't mean you're going to get Malkus? The Mishnah says he's going to get Malkus. V'hanantnan Eilehen Halokin. What does it include in Eilehen Halokin? Bikurim, Ochel Kachikachim, Chutz Lekelayim. Those are the examples in the Mishnah. We asked yesterday, what are the basis of the Malkios in the Mishnah? And we answered from the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon, who said, Ma ba zel alamdein, who made a Kal Vachomer from Maaser HaKal, and therefore came to tell me, must be that the Bikurim is telling eating Bikurim before Kriyat Hashem, which now becomes before Kriyat HaParsha, which now becomes the Makor of not an Isser, it becomes the Makor of actual Malkus. For heaven's sakes, we're learning Elohim Alokin, and you're playing around with Isserim. Obviously, we're talking about true Malkus. Ela, therefore, answers the Gemara. The truth is that the entire Pasuk is extra. Because if you consider the Makor of the Chiyuv, of the Aseh, so it says Beferish, Vahavetem Shama, and look at every last word that was in the last pasuk of the Isser is in the opening pasuk of the mitzvah. Vahavetem Shama, Olotechem, Zivchechem, Vetmasrotechem, Vetrumat Yetchem, Venidrechem, Nidvotechem, Bichorot, Bikarchem, Vitzonchem. Every last one. So why, if you're saying over there, V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, that's the mitzvah. So then all you need to say is, Lo tucha lo chlam chutz. You mean you can't eat them b'sha'arecha. Instead it says, Lo tucha lecho b'sha'arecha. It goes through every last one of these things again. What do we need every last one again for? It's got to be there for, so mahadim mefarish b'rachman alamali, why in the world would the Torah go back? Rashi's girsa is Bekol Chag Lomali. Why go back and repeat the Isser with every single one of these things again? Must be to tell me Laduri Lulavi Lekol Chag Vechag. Must be to tell me that indeed, with the extra pasuk, we can add actual lavim, and it's not a Kal Vachomer B'Alma. It's an actual pasuk. Each one of these things is an extra pasuk. This is the way the Ritva learns and other Rishonim. Rashi learns that be'etzem, it's not each one of these things, because I really have each one of them necessary to tell me the din of the iser lav, of the achila. Okay, but this is already a big machlokes we showed him, how to learn the problem, whether there's a problem here that it would be a lav shebichlalut, therefore you need to go over it, or whether it literally means every single one of them. We'll see a little bit more about this later. But we could certainly learn kipshutei the way many of the Rishonim learn, that it means each one of these, literally. Omar Rava, Zar, let's take a look back, Gufa. What it is that we said before was that Omar Rava, Zar, Sha'achal min ha'olah, Lifnei Zrika, Chutz l'chomar. So we have over here five separate issues. Achilas Ola, which is also even to a Kohen. Zor Sha'achal es HaKodesh. We have Achila Lifnei Zrika. And we have the Isurim of Chutz l'chomar, Chutz l'kilayim. So Memela, you have Chabisha Malkiyot. Why are we not listing the actual simple Isser that appears in the Parshas Hamiluim? And it says Beferish over there, Zar lo yochal ki kodeshem. Since it says ki kodeshem, the mashma'ut is that you cannot eat any kosher. Anything that is ki kodeshem can't be eaten by a zar. So then this would mean, even though it's in the Parshas Habiguim, which of course is a din l'sha'a, but the fact that the Torah came out by saying ki kodeshem, it's mashma that anything that would have a din, at least like these korbonas, kikaydeshem, maybe dafka kachim, but certainly is an iser zaros. Why aren't we including that iser also? Ah, that's because, very simple, says the Gemara. That's because in that very pasuk it says, vochlu otam asher kupar behem, meaning that there's an achilas kayani, v'zar lo yochal. Also that means, if we have a achilas kayanim, so hani mile yechad l'kohanim chozi. But if the kayanim themselves are not allowed to eat it over here, it's an oyla. There's no din of achila at all. If there's no din of achila at all, then there's also no iser in the zar, because what's the difference between the zar and the kohen? It's tamoser b'achila. Then this is not an expression of the kikayt Hashem, because the kikayt Hashem here wasn't given over to achila. Memela, this pasuk would not be included. But where do we learn it from? From the lo tuchal lechol. And that was Rabbi Shimon's drasha, that ma bazel alamdenu must be coming to b'lamdenu, an iser of achila, even where there's no Heter l'kayani. Asks the Gemara, and what about the Yisr Basar Besoda Trefa Lo Tochelu? How about the din that Kivan Shiyatza Basar Chutz L'Mechitzato Ne'esar? So once meat is taken outside of its mechitza, so then it becomes osur. We've pointed out many times, this has to do with any type of mechitza. If your mechitza is Yerushalayim, it's chutz mechitza. If your mechitza is your mother's womb and you're an embryo, you stick out your foot, that foot becomes treif forever. So now if you're shech the mother, that foot's treif, etc., etc. So this is a general halacha that wherever we have a defined mechitza, it becomes now basar besoda when it's outside of that mechitza. Besoda means it's out there on the free field, doesn't have any definition. Things without definition are by definition treifah. So why is this not included? Well, it would be included if it were something that was meant to be eaten. But this is not food. So where we would have had something that is muter bifnim b'neino chinami. But hacha de bifnim nami lo chazi. Over here, inside, it's not roi l'achila. It was never given over for achila. So therefore, take out the dalet, by the way. It's bifnim lochaz. So here, bifnim, it's also lochaz. There's no din of basar besada treif because it's not basar in the first place. Now, there's, again, I said with their remuzim to some of the complications of this elsewhere. The truth is that there's a tremendous difference between the two Isurim that we're talking about over here. And indeed, this is the way many of the Achronim explain the Rambam's approach to the sugya. If in the Mishnah it says that if you eat kachi kachim chutz l'kilayim, that you're over, and we brought a raya to that Isur of achila chutz l'kilayim from Rabbi Shimon, Rashi learns that achila chutz l'kilayim in Achinami has to come from the Isser Basar Besoda Treifa, because we used the Pasuk to tell me the Din Legabi Bikurim. We don't have a Pasuk that tells us this Isser anymore. Because Be'etzim, you need to have each one of these things mentioned separately. This is Rashi, Lishita, so who is learning that even though it mentions each one separately, it's needed to tell us the din of each one separately, not to tell us new lavi of each one separately. Mm-hmm. However, the Akronim point out that there's a major difference in the sugya. And this is based on a diak in the Rambam, that the Rambam learns the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon brings here. He learns a gabi oila, he learns as a din in mi'ila, not a din in achila, which is very strange. There's tremendous nafkaminis because a din in achila is kezayis, a din in mi'ila is a din in shavapruta. So it's totally different halacha. So too, the iser in the Mishnah is eating chutz lekelayim. How about if you're not chutz lekelayim? You bring the meat back into the Beis HaMikdash. So then you're not eating chutz lekelayim. So how does basar besod treifa have anything to do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is referring to an iser on the individual who is chutz lekelayim. If that individual is not chutz lekelayim, he may be over on the lav of achilas basar treifa. But then it shouldn't have said ochel chutz lekelayim. It should have said ochel basar sheyotze chutz lekelayim. It's a completely different issue. It has nothing to do with the man is standing. Therefore, be'etzem, there would be two separate isurim, which backs the contention of those we showed him who learned that each one of these things is a different isur. The Gemara is just asking over here that if the man is standing chutz lekelayim, so lamaisi also took the basar chutz lekelayim. So why don't we mention that isur of treifa? Not like Rashi who learns that the makor of the isur in the Mishnah is basar besada treifa. You can see some of the beautiful complexities of this sugya. To which the Gemara answers that it would have to be first basar that has a heter bechlal for achila. Over here, there's no heter achila at all on this basar. Wherever there's no heter achila at all, doesn't become asar as chutz mechitza. That's not sada. So acha bifnim nami lo chazi. Ask the Gemara, how about lilki nami kider Rabbi Eliezer? What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, lo yochal ki kodeshem. That din of lo yeachel, rather, sorry. Lo yeachel ki kodeshem. That is said in the Parshas HaMiluim. But interestingly enough, it's said in the context of notar. So it says over there, im yivater mipsa HaMiluim, lo yachel, v'sarafta thanotar, etc. Lo yachel kikodeshem. It's with the extra drosh of kikodeshem that we learn over here that even though, again, this parsha is also said as in Kodesh Shah, but he learns from there that this means wherever you had a psul, b'kodesh, so since it says by notar, so similar to notar, something was first kodesh, then it became nifsal. Whatever that psul is, the pasuk is coming to add now lo yachel ki kodesh. Since this was meant to be kodesh and now it's pasul, it can't be eaten. So ba'a katuv therefore litein lo ta'asa l'achilato. In which case we should add an additional iser over here from the fact that this became pasul. It was yotzei. So forget about the iser of basar besada treifa. Why don't we include this iser? Says the Gemara, because there too, it has to be similar to notar, right? So what was notar? Notar was something that was initially meant to have a heter achila, and then it becomes, now the besar miluim becomes now left over. So then v'sarafta notar be'esh, lo te'achel, kikodesh. Okay, but then it needed to be at one time roi for achila. That's a pshat, psuloi be'kodesh, not that it is kodesh, it is posel. It's a kosher b'kodesh. Posel means that it's posel when it was once roi. Mashenken obvious hanimi mili. It has to be similar to notar in that just like notar before it became posel was roi for achila. Hocha kedem b'sulonami lochazi. Here it was never roi, being as we're talking about achila soyula. And this is Rav is adding up now these Isurim. So since even Kainim Psulo wasn't Roi, therefore it's not like Notar and it's not included in this kosher B'Kodesh Pasul. Ask the Gemara, but there's another Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer also learns, very interestingly, from the Pasuk says, anything that the Kohen is going to bring them in Chatzo, it's meant to be Kalil Tiyeh, Komidchat Kohen, Kalil Tiyeh, Lo Yeachel, this means anything which is Kalil Tiyeh, even if it's not of Kohen, like an oil. An oil is Kalil Tiyeh. Lo Yeachel. So if Lo Yeachel, you're adding a new Lo Tasa L'Achilato. So where then are we talking about only five? You should have six. Says the Gemara, The truth is that that is correct. The Rambam says that the din over here is lagabe mi'ila, not lagabe achila. Therefore, when the Gemara says, ein achinami, v'rova mi'hai kroka amar, what do you mean ein achinami? And Rava is talking about from this pasuk. So, I mean, one understanding of this is that we're now changing our mind about all of what we said before. And we're saying, well, the truth is maybe it could be basa basada treifa, maybe it could be these various new isurim of lo yachal Reb Eliezer. And Rava was not coming to give us an exhaustive description of the number of malkias. He was just saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon based on this pasuk. This pasuk alone would give you five. You can add whatever you find. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's what Ritva learns. Very often, that's what we say. Rava mi'ai kroka amak. Rava was talking about from the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon. But the other way of learning it is that Rava was actually basing what he said on this Ein Hachinami, which is a simple way to read it. Ein Hachinami. You're asking, Lil Kenami, Ein Hachinami. That's exactly what Rava was saying. What do you mean that's exactly what Rava was saying? Rava was saying on base of Rabbi Shimon. It's not exactly what Rava was saying. Therefore, it must be that what Rabbi Shimon was saying, although it's true, is a din lagavi, the me'ilah in the ayla. But if it's a din of me'ilah, it's dependent on a shavar pruta. Let's say over here that we have achila b'kizayis. Where do we know that that would be included in the malkiyah? That's only true on this. Based on this, it was fair for Rava to say that the same zar that eats, and that achila is entirely b'kizayis. Suppose not worth the shavar pruta. It's irrelevant. How can you say it's irrelevant? Because Rava says, look, I mean, one way or the other. I mean, either you're going to have this, or you're going to have the regular Isser of Kalil Tiyah, Lo Yechel. So that's definitely a Din Achila. So that's a very briskerish way of understanding the sugya. And he didn't mean to say that there might be another lav. He's saying there's a way in which the five Malkias would be dependent on this posse. Omrev Gidol Amarav, Kohin She'achal Mechatat V'asham Lifnei Zrika Loke. If a Kohen, who was the one that was supposed to be eating from the Chatas of Asher, he eats it before the Zrika, he would get Malkus, my Taima, not based on the Lo Tuchal Lechol that we had, but rather, the Amar Kro, since it says, Legabe the Parshas Hamilui, which is what we've been discussing here, V'yachlu Otam Asher Kupar Behem Lamaleyat Yadam, that those who were the ones that the Miluim were being brought for, to turn them into Kohanim, they are the ones who should be eating it, Vizar lo yochal kikodeshim. That was the pasuk that we darshan. So therefore, it's Asher Kuparba. Why is that Asher Kuparba? Could you say, Vachotam, the Kohanim. So Asher Kuparba comes to teach me, Dafka after Zrika, and the Dam is the Mechaper. So it's only Leacher Kapara, where we were Mechaper with the Dam, then in that then we have now Vachluota. But Lifnei Kapara lo, if a Kohen would eat it before the Kapara of the Dam, then he would not be allowed to eat it. And this is a lav. Why do I say it's a lav? It's really an assay. I mean, it's just a diak in an assay. When should you eat it? Asher Kupar ben. I hold lav abba michal assay is a lav. And therefore loke. Masif Rava, what do you mean a lava bamakala says a lava? That's definitely not the case. It says beferish, otherwise in a braita. It's actually two girsos. Some actually have the gears of beferish. Others make it a diak that Rava is making in the braita. So our gear says that it's a diak. Mativ Rava. Bechol beima mafreset parsa. Bishosat shes ashte prasod mala geraba beima. Note that it says otato chelu. What is it that you're allowed to eat? A behemoth that has these split hooves and so on. Mashma, only this you can eat, but you can't eat anything else. So, otatochelu, but ein behema acheratochelu. You're not allowed to eat any other animal. So then, can you explain to me, this is our Gersa, can you explain to me, says Rava, ikirika amrit, if you're right, why did the Torah have to continue on to say, etze lo tochlu? What do you mean, etze lo tochlu? You just told me what lo tochlu. You said, otato chelu, and not this. So a whole new pasuk, the next pasuk, says, but lo tochlu, these things you can't eat. Obviously I can't eat, you said that. Therefore, it must be, etze lo tochlu lamale. It must be because the implications of an assay do not create a lav. Now the Ritva's Girsa is beferish in the Braita itself. That the Braita asks, not ikirika amrit. The Braita says, so then lo tochlu lamali, Because lav abomeklal ase is an ase, not a lav, which is much better because the Rav is asking directly from the Tana in the Braita. In which case, you can't possibly tell me that the kayin that was ochal ifnei kapara, in other words, ifnei zrika, would be loika. So that couldn't have been what it is that Rav Gidl Amarav says. It's impossible. Well, we know normatively it's accepted all over. Lav abomeklal ase ase. We started saying, claiming that Rav argues on this. So therefore, Ela Yitmar Hach Yitmar. If, in fact, Rav said something based on this din of Asher Kupar Bam, it's in exactly the opposite direction. What he said was like this, that a zar, not a kohen, a zar she'achal michatat v'asham lifnei zrika is potter. He said exactly the opposite. Why is he potter? Because since the kohen was only mutter to eat after the zrika, therefore, the Isser of Zar Lo Yochal, which is based on the same pasuk of Asher Kupar Behem, that Zar Lo Yochal only goes into effect when the Kohen was able to eat. But if the Kohen himself was unable to eat, then there's no din of Zar Lo Yochal. That's what he was saying. And that's totally consistent. So what he must have said was that he's potter my time, huh? This is paraphrasing the original way we understood Rav, and now it makes sense. My timer, because since the Amar Krav Yochlo Tam Asher Kupar Behem, therefore, and only at the end it says Vizar Lo Yochal, so therefore I am Medaya Kaleicha, the Karina Bevi Yochlo Tam Asher Kupar Behem, Karina Bevi Zar Lo Yochal. If I could be consistent, and I could say the first part of the puzzle, that the Kohen already eats because it was Kupar, there was Zrika, so then it's correct to continue on it to say, but a Zar not, so we have a lot. But if I can't say those words because there was no Zrika, so then there was no Kohanim that are eating, so then the rest of the Pasuk also you can't artificially say, but in any and all cases, Zar Lo Yochal doesn't say that. So therefore, Lo Karina Be Zar Lo Yochal, that's what Rav was saying. Omer Rebbe Lazar, Omer Rebbe Oshaya, Bikurim, Hanacha, Me'akevet Behen, Kriya in Me'akevet Behen. So we saw before that we have a machloket. Okay? So our Mishnah lists the Isser of the Malkyos, Ha'echo Bikurim, Achelo Karalihem. Achelo Karalihem is a din in the Kriyas HaParsha, and not in Hanacha. The Gemara pointed out that this is actually a machloket, and that the Chachomim Aimrim Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akevet Behem. And that the Mishnah was going Alibad Rebbe Akiva, which is really expressed in Rebbe Shimon, Stima Soha, but we came along and said that, as Rabbi Yochanan pointed out, the Mishnah is basically Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon's drush was Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Now it turns out that things are not all that simple. So Rabbi Lazar quotes Rabbi Shaya saying that the din of Bikurim is a din in Hanocha, like the Chachomim. Only Hanocha is Ma'akevet. Kriya is not Ma'akevet. There's a very simple reason for that. Because if we view Bikurim as one of the din of Kadesh, then the Halacha is that by Kadesh, even where the mitzvah is something, Torah tells us how to do it, doing it otherwise is not ma'akev. Unless there's a code word that says it's ma'akev, like it says chokulachem, or v'haya, or if it's repeated. Here it's repeated. Why? Because it says that v'hinachto lefnei Hashem lokecha, and v'hinicho lefnei Hashem lokecha first. So why do we need to say v'hinicho v'hinachto? Must be that shana lava katuv la'akev. The Torah repeats Hanocha, and therefore Hanocha is Ma'akevet. But by the Kriya, it doesn't say anywhere that it's Ma'akev. Asks the Gemara, how can you say that Rebbe Lozer quoted Rebbe Oshaya as saying that, and that the Hanocha is Ma'akevet? Umi Omer Rebbe Lozer Achiva, Omer Rebbe Lozer, Omer Rebbe Oshaya. This is weird. Yifrish Bikurim Kodim L'chag. V'ovar Aleihem Achag, Yirakevu. Now we know that Bikurim needs, because of the fact that it says V'samachta, Bikurim need to be brought bisman simcha. The zman simcha stretches from Shavuos through Sukkot, because that's when you're being Isaac in your agriculture, you're bringing in your peres after your work the whole year. That's called zman simcha. Once it's after Sukkot, which is the culmination of zman simcha tenu, once it's after Sukkot, those are the lean times of the year. Right? That's the period of Mar Cheshvan, already we call it bitter. Everything goes into dormancy. It's not a happy time. So therefore, you cannot bring your Bikurim, it's not a Zman Simcha, you wouldn't be able to be Kerei. Since you're unable to be Kerei, that's what it seems to be saying, since it's unable to be Kerei, you have to let it rot. I understand, if you're telling me that Dafka, it's Rav Hoshaya who holds that the Kriya is not Mahakev. So why do you have to let it run? Bring it without Kriya. So there's no Simcha, fine. So then there's no Kriya, but I shouldn't be allowed to eat them. So why does it say you're a Kefu? My love, the only reasonable explanation is Mishum de lo Matzi lo Mikri Aleihen. Since you cannot now say that you, the simachta, so I can't be curry. But that's enough of a reason to say that they're not going to be edible. But if what you said a minute ago is true, that kriya is not ma'akev achila of the bikurim, so then amai yirakeva. That's not a kasha b'chlal. Because as we know from so many examples, anything where normally it's not ma'akev, the reason that it's not ma'akev is because the potential still exists. But if the potential doesn't exist, then even something which is not ma'akev suddenly becomes li'ikuvah. So that we understand that the definition of the Torah in cases where there's no ikuvah is a definition of potentiality. But remove the potentiality, and now it's bichlal, the Torah never gave the parsha. So if, therefore, it's impossible for there to be a kriya, then you got a bigger problem than if you skip the kriya. That's the difference. So if I would have skipped the kriya before circus, okay, fine. So I skipped the kriya, it's not a problem. But if I cannot be kere, then it is a problem. The classic example of this is Rabbi Zeira's bila, and that became the model. Bila means the mixing of the flour and the oil for the mimcha. Over there we have a halacha that more than shishim yisaron at one time is never properly mixed in a single kli. Therefore, if you would bring it, even though we hold bila is not ma'akev, it doesn't have to be perfectly mixed. But if you bring it in a larger kli than would allow for complete mixing, the bila suddenly is ma'akev. So that is the way that we always refer to it. Yomer Rabbi Zeira, the model for this concept is kol haro'i labila, whatever could potentially be mixed, ein bila ma'akevet, but mixing is no longer important. But kol she'ein ra'i labila, once it's not even capable of being properly mixed, then bila is ma'akevet. So the same thing is true over here. So if, in the same way, if you brought shishim and more yisaron, you would now not be able to use it. So too over here, if you bring it after Sukkot, you're not able to use it, even though before Sukkot, you could have gotten away without doing it at all. Just like even if it had been less than shishim yisaron, you would not have needed to be mevala it in order to be makrit. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, masin like Rabbi Asi, om Rabbi Yochanan. Now, he's got a problem in Rabbi Yochanan because he learns Rabbi Asi on Rabbi Yochanan. In which case, remember that it was Rabbi Yochanan who was the one who said Beferish originally the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Take a look back at the beginning of the Gemara and the Sugya. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zudir Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim Omer Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akevet Behem, Kriya Ein Ma'akevet Behem, right? Now, the problem is that if this is what he said here, then you've got a contradiction. Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan have said, Bikurim, hanachas ma'akevet bahen, but kriyas not ma'akev bahen? Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, according to the Chachomim, that it's hanachas and it's ma'akev. But the problem is, again, this is Aliba Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the problem is that Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan, Bikurim me'ematai mutarim lekohanim, and according to Rav Acha, what he told him was, V'omar le, haru'uyim likri'a mishakara aleihem, if these Bikurim can be korui. So then, when you do the kriya, that is now when it becomes mutar lekohanim. But where it's ein ru'uyim likri'a, Now we got a problem. Because here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Bikurim becomes mutter only after Kriya. And if you don't have a Kriya, then it's not Hanocha, it's Re'ias Habayis. So we've got two contradictions here. First of all, Kasha Kriya Akriya. I mean, first you're telling me that he holds that Kriya is not Ma'akev according to Chachamim. Now you're saying he holds Kriya, if it's royal Kriya, Kriya is Ma'akev. And then you say, but if there's no Kriya, there's many cases where there's no, they say a Ger. So Ger can't say Asher Natata, Lavotenu. Okay, fine. Asher Tata Lano. So fine, don't read it. But so then it should have said Hanocha. But instead he says, Ries b'nei abayim. So Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. So how do you explain Rabbi Yochanan? So the Kriya Kriya is obviously not a problem, because who said that he was answering Rabbi Yossi Aliba the Chachamim? Maybe he was answering Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. So that's not a problem. Our Rabbi Shimon, our Rabbanon, we saw already that Rabbi Shimon Stimata'a, which is our Mishnah, it says that indeed Kriya is Ma'akiv. That doesn't bother me. But Hanocha, Hanocha, how are you going to answer that? Well, there's another Shita that you didn't know about. The other Shita is Rabbi Yehuda. And how Nami Lokasha, our Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbanon. Where's the spirit of Rabbi Yehuda? My Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, remember, what was the Makor that Hanocha is Ma'akiv? The fact that after it says, V'inichol ifnei, the Hashem Lokechet, ifnei Mizbach, Hashem Lokechet says, V'yinach Tov. Again. So the repetition of the V'yinach Tov was a repetition, ifnei Hashem Lokechet, to Aser, even B'diavad, which means that it's Ma'akiv. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda learns from V'yinach Tov a new halacha, not a din in Hanocha to be Ma'akiv, but rather the din of Tnufa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when it says V'yinach Tov, it doesn't mean what it appears to say. What it actually means is that it should be waved. But what do you mean? Shatom rezu Tnufa. I mean, it says Hanocha. O eno ela Hanacha mamash. Well, how could it be Hanacha mamash? It says, V'lakacha kohen atena miyadecha, V'yinichol lifnei mizbach Hashem alokecha. So then we already know the din of Hanocha. So then what must this be? Kishu omer. So when it comes now to tell me, it must mean somebody picked it up and moved it around. So what was the point of picking up and moving it around was to do tenufa. Therefore, the real meaning of v'yinachto is to be b'chadesh halacha of tenufa. Now, once that's true, we know that that means automatically, by implication, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can't say that Hanocha is ma'akevet, because he doesn't have this separate pasuk to tell me Hanocha is ma'akevet. According to him, it means tenufa. The problem is that everybody agrees that there's tenufa on Bikurim. Therefore, asks the Marshal, who argues on that? Mantana the Polygalite Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, there's another mocker to tenufa, and that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovi, according to which we do have a repetition of the V'hinecho and the V'hinachto. Where's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? The Tanya. V'lakach ha-kohen ha-tene miyadecha. This teaches us limit ala bikurim shetunim tenufa. So that means that the very pasuk which Rabbi Yehuda said is the reason that we should read the other pasuk to mean tenufa is the pasuk of tenufa. Where do you see? Well, what possibly in the first v'inicho? What could tell you tenufa? I'll tell you how I know it's tenufa. I know it's tenufa, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. My time is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because of the word yad, the yad that appears over here, where it says v'lakacha kohen atena miyadecha, immediately tells us tenufa from Gezeirah Shava. Because by the din now of the Chozer v'Shoch, so it says yadav tivienu et ishe Hashem lahanif oto tenufa lifnei Hashem. Now you'll notice that in that pasuk yadav tivienu, it's a reference to the Baalim. It doesn't say anywhere over there that the Kohen is supposed to do tenufa. It says that the Baalim is supposed to do tenufa. Mashenken, in this pasuk, it says, V'lakach ha-Kohen atena miyadecha. Therefore, in a beautiful drasha, Taina is Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, that each one of these psukim teaches us the nature of the other pasuk. Here it says, Beferish Kohen. That tells me there has to be a Kohen involved in Chozer v'Shoch. There it says, the Baalim yadav tevienu. That tells us that the Baalim has to be involved in Tnufa, because Yadav is Tnufa by definition, has to be involved in the Tnufa of the Bikurim. So each one of us comes to now teach us a new halacha. Therefore, Yad, Yad, I learn out from Chozer v'Shoch of Shlomi. K'tiv ha'achav lakach ha-kohen atena miyadecha. U'k'tiv yadav tiviena tishe Hashem. So first of all, you should know Mike Kahn, Kohen. Just like here it says, Beferish v'lakach ha-kohen, then you should know that even though there was no mention of Kohen by Shlomim, afla alan Kohen. And furthermore, just like over there it says, Yadav tivienu, referring to the Baalim, ma'al alan Baalim, you should know that it's at least mechayev you here, not only tnufa, which is the meaning of Yadav, but also Baalim, afkan Baalim. The only way to understand this is haketzah, Meniach Kohen Yadav Tachat Yad HaBa'alim Uminif. It's got to mean that the Kohen puts his hand beneath the hands of the Ba'alim, and together they do the Tenufa. By the way, it's a big machlokas Rishonim, whether this means that their hands are in contact, which creates a problem because of Chatzitza. If the Ba'alim is holding on to the Kli, and the Kohen puts his hand under the hand of the Ba'alim, so he's not holding on to the Kli. So normally, Chatzitza by the Avodah Zakanim is Ma'akev, and so I consider it to be a proper Avodah, so I can do Tenufa that way. So some understand that a hand cannot be Chatzitz for a hand. It's considered to be one min. Because even though it's another person's hand, but since here the Torah is b'chayiv both hands to be doing that tenufa, so it's impossible for it to be a chatzitza. That's what's supposed to be here. But Rashi learns, and many other Rishonim also learn, that above and below does not mean above the hand. It means above in the kli, meaning that the Ba'alim hold the kli from the top at the edge, and the Kohen supports the kli from the bottom. But their hands are not in contact. Both hands are directly in contact with the kli. And the top and bottom is a reference to where on the kli you're holding. But in any event, it comes out according to this, like that Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov does not learn out Tenufa from the Inachto. Yidavka learns it out from Yadav, or Yadecha. In which case, what do we do with the extra Inachto? Very simple. Shana lava katuv, la kev. The very fact that the Torah repeated it means that Hanocha is makevet. So where Rabbi Yochanan was saying that Ali b'dechachomim hanochas ma'kevet, he was really going according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Where he learns that it's not the hanocha, but re'yes b'nei abayis, that's ma'akev, there it's because he doesn't have the inachto, because he's going Ali b'dechachomim Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that inachto is the makor for tenufan. Yes, you know the Mishnah. You tie the string, you make your mark, you take it, and then you go up with everybody from the city, you make a big celebration. My dear beloved president, when we get to Bikurim, we'll learn Bikurim. Now we're learning Malm. It's wonderful to want Kalat Arakula, but that's, we do need to have some time.
It's because of Mindalina Yechaitzit, so that's, yeah. It's not just that the Torah is
in Kalat. No, it's because of Mindalina. Otherwise, we would say that that's not what the Torah means. Ooh, tough stuff. The Omar Rav, Zor Sha'achal, Mina Olalif Nezrika, Chutzah Chomadar, Rishimen Loke Chamesh. Nah, that means Chamisha Isurin Abi. All you need to say is, but what do you need the whole business all over again? Maharim Mefarish will call Chad Lamali. What about the Zar Lo Yocha Kikodesh? Because it says a Shekupar Behem, but Ochel Kohanim Nami Lo Chazi, it's Kalil. So what about the Isser Boser Besada Trefa, since it was Yoitse Lo Tochelu? But that's only where it has a din of Ocham. There's no problem. Lilke, what about Rabbi Eliezer's din? Yomar Rabbi Eliezer, where it says, Lo Yachel Ki Kedeshu. That is coming to tell me that Kol Shebe Kedesh Pasul Ba Ketuv Liten Lo Tasel Achilato. That's all very nice, but that's only where it was first. Kodem Psula was Chosi. But here there never was a time. So what do you call that Psula? It's not Psula. That's what it is. Torah, Kodem Psula, Namilo Chosi. And therefore, as an Eila, it remains an Eila. Nafkamina, if it's outside of the Chom, that's not the point. Velil ke nami ki idach the Rebbe Eliezer. Titania, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kol shul bekalil tiyeh. this is coming to tell me, lite lota salachilato, and an ayla certainly kalil tiye, in achinami. Rava was only referring to high kroka oma, or in achinami. That's exactly where Rava was learning it. Rava mi high kroka oma. Two different approaches in the Rishon. Om Rav Gidol Omer Rav, kohen she'achal mechatat v'asham, lifnei zrika loke, my timer. The Omar Krovi Achlu Tamashiku Parbehem, Dafkali Akra Kapara, which is Zrika in, Lifne Kapara Lo. And that's a lava Bamechlala say, which gives us a love. Motif Rava, it certainly does not give us a love. It says, V'chol Beimama, Fresipar Savish Osat Shesa, Shteper Asot, Malagi Rabba Beima, Otato Chelu. And there were Medaik, Otato Chelu, Ve'in Beima, Cherato Chelu. And if that is enough to be a lav, which is what you're claiming, ikereka amret, so then why does the next pasuk begin by saying et zelo tochelu lamali? Ela iit marachi it. On the opposite, what Rav Gidol Omer Rav said was like this: zar she'achal mechatat v'asham lifnei zrika patur. My time at the Yomar Krovi achlu otam asher kupar behem, meaning kol eich at the karina beve achlu otam asher kupar behem for the kohanim. Then we're karina beve zor lo yochal ki kodeshim. But kol eich at the lo karina beve achlu otam asher kupar behem, then lo karina beve zor lo yochal. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Hoshaya, bikurim anacha ma'akevet behen, kriya in ma'akevet behen. Mi Omer Rabbi Elazar, achi. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Oshaya, he frish bikurim kodim lachag. The Ovar aleim achag. Yira kevu. My love, mishum de lomatsu le mikra aleim. The Isaac, a daitach kriyan ma kevet behem. A ma yira kevu. That's not a problem. That's Rabbi Zera's yesod. Ke Rabbi Zera. The Omar Rabbi Zera kola ra'ui le bila. Ein bila ma kevet bo. But once, it's eno ro'i le bila. Bila ma kevet bo. Ravach by Yaakov matni like Ravasi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Kasha with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could Rabbi Yochanan indeed have said that Bikurim Aliva the Chachomim Hanachaz Ma'kevet Ben Kriyahin Ma'kevet Ben Vaboy Minei Ravasi Rabbi Yochanan Bikurim Meim Atay Mutarim LeKohanim VYomar LeYaruin LeKriya Mishkara LeYem Misha Einam Roin LeKriya Mishro Pnei Abayit. Kasha Kriya Kriya, which supposedly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was not Ma'akev, and Kasha Hanacha Hanacha, which supposedly was Ma'akev, and here all of a sudden isn't Ma'akev. Well, Kriya Kriya Lo Kasha, I mean, that, Rabbi Shimon, we know, doesn't hold Kriya's Ma'akev, but is the one who holds Kriya's Ma'akev. Well, Rabbanan, well, it's not Ma'akev. Hanacha Hanacha is also, because it's not a Kasha, because it's another Shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and Har Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Tatanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avihi Nachto is not a new repetition of Hanocha. Actually, it's Tnufa. Ato Omer Zu Tnufa Inu Ela Hanacha Mamash, like it says. Well, it can't mean that, because Kishu Omer Avihi Nicho, we already know Hanacha. Omani Mekai Vihi Nachto, to tell me that then it's Tnufa. Uman Tana de Polagalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Tanya, Velakaka kohina tena miyadecha, limeda la bikurim, shitu unim tenufa, diber Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. My timer, where do you see tenufa there? Ah, my timer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Atya yad yad mishlami. Ktiv acha velakaka kohina tena miyadecha, uktiv by shlamim, yadav tevienu et ishe Hashem. Just like here, it says beferish kohin. It must mean haflalam kohin. And just like there, it's referring to yadav of the Baalim. Malanan Baalim. Afkan Baalim. So it's contradictory. Not contradictory at all, my friend. Or ketzad. Meniach kohin tachat yad Baalim. Umeiniv.